Ruth and Max Bloomquist, and you, Cindy Beth Davis-Dykema, have a seat, good couple, and let's kick off this next 20 minutes or so strong. Cindy Beth Davis-Dykema, Artistic Director, Callan Arts and Yoga Company, basically my co-host with this particular segment, our North Shore Arts Quarter. We've got a jam-packed morning.
I'm excited about it. Thank you so much, Max and Ruth Bloomquist, for joining us in studio.
What a pleasure to be back.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation.
Well, I'll give it to Cindy Beth, gets the pat on the back, but we've been playing a few of your CDs in anticipation. So, cool. There's a reason why they our good couple is here.
That is right. We are thrilled to have them back in West Michigan at the beautiful historic Howmet Playhouse, and they have a wonderful holiday concert tomorrow night at the historic Howmet.
How long? Wait.
I guess you talk. Who are you guys?
We just assume everyone knows Max and Ruth by now, right? In West Michigan, they've been playing for ages, and they're some of my very favorite Michigan musicians. And so we're thrilled to have them back in Whitehall at that lovely little venue. So tell us a little bit about yourselves, the music you like to play, and how long have you been playing together?
Well, let's see. We've been married for 38 years, and we've been playing together for 2 years longer than that. So we've been playing music together for a long time.
Yeah, I think the official anniversary is June of 2016 for 40 years.
Wow. That explains how you guys have gotten to be so good.
That's a cake and more. That's right.
Absolutely. And, of course, we were talking a little bit in the waiting room here about how, Ruth, you started playing at the Howmet in the 70s. Is that right?
The first time I played was in the 70s. The poor little theater was just a mess. Nobody had given it any love for a long time. I was playing with another woman at the time. Her name was Debbie Watkins. And we did a show there. And I remember using, there's two restrooms on stage, one on either side of the stage.
Well, backstage.
Backstage. Not on stage, of course. But I remember that the door didn't shut tight, and you weren't real sure. The floor kind of moved. And, a little bit of instability there does not make for confidence, shall we say. No. But it's the Howmet Playhouse now is just leaps and bounds more wonderful than it was then because it's had so much love. And Cindy Beth is one of the people involved with that over the time that it's taken to get it to this point. So,
and of course, every ticket sale and every concert and every performance that takes place there, everything helps to go back to support operating fund.
That's right.
And Beth Beeman, the historic Howmet Playhouse manager now, is doing a phenomenal job. And
yes,
they've actually just gotten a new roof on the building.
Yep.
And the building's 99 years old this year. She celebrates 100 in 2016. So pretty cool to still be doing the exact same thing she was built for.
That's right. That's excellent.
You bet. It's a wonderful place to play, and it's a wonderful place to attend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been in that house on both sides of the third wall, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great place to see a show. We've seen a lot of music there, and plays, and musicals, and the whole thing, and it's a great spot.
And the bass fits through the door.
Both of the doors.
Yeah, they got load-in doors. We put it through there.
Yeah,
a few times,
I wouldn't try to take it into that restroom.
Probably no reason to, except you probably don't want anybody to walk away with it.
I think somebody would be noticed.
Because
unless you're used to moving it, you look rather comedic.
Awkward.
And you know, it's great because the Playhouse has just under 400 seats, about 350 with accessibility seating now, and there really is just not a bad seat in the house.
No.
It's true.
And Whitehall's only just about a 55-minute drive from in Grand Rapids, even closer if you're coming from in Muskegon, about a half-an-hour drive. And the tickets for tomorrow night's holiday concert, where you guys are playing with another band I'll let you talk a little bit about, are just absolutely bargain basement cheap, only $12 for a great night of music and a great night of holiday cheer. So tell us a little bit about who else is playing with you and what we can expect tomorrow night at the Howmet.
Lee Murdoch and Blue Heron. Yeah, you know Lee? Have you had Lee on the show?
Yeah, I've had his CD, too. He talks a lot about lakes and rivers.
Yes, the
right?
Great Lakes is
yes.
his
yes.
Mm-hmm. domain.
He's Great Lake-centric, if you will. but yeah, his theme is always the Great Lakes, and he has a special Christmas show that he sort of builds around the story of the Christmas tree ship that used to run down Lake Michigan to Chicago, bringing Christmas trees from up north. And I guess it burned one year. And I don't know the whole story about that, but it's Lee you know does. Lee does, and he will tell it to you. Believe you me.
Well, get him on next month, Cindy.
Yeah,
Beth.
Absolutely, and of course they'll learn a little bit if they come tomorrow night. I'm sure.
Oh yes, and he's just a wonderful performer and just very knowledgeable and warm. It's really gonna. I think it's going to be a nice combination.
So we have you here on bass, Max, and we've got you here on acoustic guitar, Ruth. Mm-hmm. And you guys are going to be playing the set, the two of you. And, of course, we've got the Lee Murdock and Blue Heron joining as well. And do you know what instruments they play? Is it folk music as well?
Well, Lee's a guitarist. Yeah, it's folky. It's acoustic. Lee's a guitarist. He plays a great 12-string. And, frankly, I don't know what the other instrumentation is.
Well, a little bit of a surprise then tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, we're going to bring along Danny Seabolt on fiddle and Johnny King on bendy guitar. So
oh, come on.
We'll be.
You've already sold. Quit selling.
I was going to say, well, what am I holding in my hand? The CD.
We have a brand new CD of Christmas music. Because of a fellow named J. Oscar Bittinger, you may have heard of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He used to do this program called Winter Songs. Winter's Tune. And he would invite songwriters from around the area to come and write a Winter's Tune. And because of him, I have four original Christmas tunes. And they're on there. And there's two songs that Max is known for at Christmas time that we've put on there. So we have this new little Christmas CD that we put out. And we just took them out of the box day before yesterday. We've been fighting the clock. I mean, that's our life. We just seem to... I mean, do something in a timely fashion? What does that mean? That means you got it 2 days before you need it instead of the day you need it.
Plenty of time, right?
Yeah, it has been sort of a, well, I don't want to call it a rush job because we really did take our time with it. But when things came down to the wire, it was kind of a nail biter. We recorded all the music in our dining room. We were just explaining to your guests in the previous segment. We took the dining room table out and all the chairs and put some foam on the walls and got out the microphones and ran a snake to the front porch where the recording workstation is, and did it in the dining room. The lady from United Way said, "I hope you took pictures." And we said, "Oh no, we forgot about that."
We'll take your playing.
We'll take your picture. We'll take your picture.
Well, what a great opportunity for us to have you here live in studio, Max and Ruth Bloomquist. We're so excited about your holiday show tomorrow night at the Playhouse, and we'd love to know if you can play a little bit more for our listening audience.
Well, okay.
Twist your arm.
Twist your arm again, Max and Ruth Bloomquist with
we're gonna
us.
We're going to do one of those songs that Max sings, which are actually few and far between. But I'll talk a little bit about it, if it's okay. You may be familiar with the name Yogi Jorgensen. His real name was Harry Stewart. He was in vaudeville. And he did songs, humorous songs, in various ethnic accents from... you know, German to Swedish to hillbilly, I think. My grandfather came from Sweden. And so, you know, everybody in our family, we thought we were Swedish. At Christmas time, we have Swedish meatballs and potato sausage. And somebody even in the family eats lutefisk. It wasn't me.
Is that legal?
You know, although I guess... Some people might think that doing a song in a fake ethnic accent might be politically incorrect. But everybody in our family, who were Swedish, thought this stuff was okay and kind of funny. So this is called "I've a Santa Claus at the Schoolhouse for the PTA."
Take it away, Bloomquists.
The PTA, I've a Santa Claus at the schoolhouse for the PTA. The parent-teacher group, they called a meeting. My wife, she says, you have to go, my dear. It's the big, important Christmas party meeting. And all the papas who ain't sick appear. I dozed off till the middle of the meeting. Then the chairman shouted out so all could hear. Mrs. Jorgensen says that her yali husband, he will gladly be our Santa Claus this year. The other papas looked relieved and happy. They knew I'd been betrayed by my sweet wife. And I felt weak like that strong fellow Svansen when Delilah cut his hair off with a knife. The PTA, the PTA, I've a Santa Claus in the schoolhouse for the PTA. On the night of the party, I sneaked into the school. The committee, they all met me there. These giggling women are going to dress me and glue on my whiskers and hair. I climbed into the big red pants and black boots. The jacket was 7 feet wide. And when I got in, there was still plenty of room for one good-sized reindeer to hide. I walked into the school gymnasium. The plan was that each little tyke would walk up and shake hands with old Santy and tell me what presents they'd like. The first kid in line was little Dagmar Larson, who wanted a new kitty car. She patted my face with her wet little hand, which was half full of warm chocolate bar. The next kid in line was the young Scarborough boy. I think that his first name is Milo. He's the orneriest brat in the whole darn school, and he's built just like a brick silo. Last year, he says, you promised to bring me a real sharp sword and a gun. And all that you brought was new shoes and a coat. You dirty old son of a gun. Then he jabbed his finger right in my eye. I let out a heck of a groan. Then he kicked my shin with his brass-toed shoe. I was sure he had broken the bone. Then old man Gatorns had picked his granddaughter up. And when he set her down on my lap, his lighted cigar set my whiskers on fire. They started to crackle and snap. I ooped up and made her open the door as fast as my sore leg would go. I put out the fire in the snowbank. Cooled off my face with the snow. I didn't dare go back, so I hurried on home and closed my front door with a slam. And in my own home, my dog bit me twice before he figured out who I am. But the kids, they all had a nice Christmas. And I still say, I'll be Santa Claus again next Christmas for the good old PTA.
The PTA, the PTA. I'm a Santa Claus in the schoolhouse for the good old PTA.
Oh my goodness gracious, again a formal Ruth and Max Bloomquist act here on this Silly Friday. Actually, that was pretty cool. That was really good. Now that's not on your CD.
Yes, it is.
Oh. Is the dog bark on there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to fast forward it to that. With Cindy Beth Davis Dykema, all excited here. Wow. Again, your event is when, Cindy Beth?
Please tell us a little bit more about your show at the How Met.
Well, more about the show at the How Met. The show is at 7:30 at the How Met Playhouse in Whitehall. Do you have the address of that place?
Absolutely. The address there is 304 South Mears in Whitehall.
In Whitehall. Go to downtown Whitehall and turn left at the light on Mears. The drugstore. You can't miss it. It's a wonderful house. How many of these have we done? Half a dozen or so, I guess.
This is at least the fifth one.
Fifth
I
or
think.
Sixth. We've always, you know, sort of been paired up with another artist. In a lot of cases, it's been our choice. And we're really happy to be sharing the stage with Lee Murdoch this year. It's just always fun.
And tickets are only $12 and actually a dollar off with non-perishable food donation.
That's right. Bring your food donation.
Please do and help to spread the cheer, not only through the season of hope and delight with your awesome new Christmas album that they can purchase at the Playhouse tomorrow, but also to help support the White Lake Food Pantry and help those in need this season.
Right.
You can learn more about tickets, I'm assuming, at howmetplayhouse.org. And, of course, buy tickets at City Hall or just come right before, which is kind of, as we were saying, in the waiting room. That's kind of the tradition for a lot of folks at the Playhouse
right.
is show
like,
up
come,
that night and get tickets
and
early.
Hang out with us
yep.
all.
Come early. Bring friends and make some new ones.
There you go. 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night at the How Met Playhouse.
Great. Well, don't go anywhere. We still have a good 7 minutes left for this segment because I want to go out with your music. But we do have your next guest on the line, Cindy Beth.
Standard time.
Well, good morning, Patrick Fuller. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm so excited to get the chance to speak with you in person. We've been doing a lot of e-communication the past few days, so we can talk about your upcoming production this weekend at the Manistee Civic Players beautiful Ramsdale Theater. So welcome and good morning.
Good morning to you.
And are you up in Manistee right now?
I am. I'm actually over in Leamington, just grabbing some coffee this morning.
Oh, wonderful. And is Manistee home for you, Patrick?
I lived up in the Scottsville area a couple of years back, but I actually live in Lowell myself.
Okay, and so what brings you up to Manistee? Is it just the charm of the Ramsdale Theater? You couldn't stay away?
Yeah, exactly that. A couple of friends of mine got in touch with me and made me aware of the production, and here we are.
So tell us a little bit about Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and your role within it.
Well, it's a Bible story about Joseph and his dreamcoat, as it were. So he is the 12th son of 12 sons and the youngest and his father's favorite son, and his brother aren't very happy about that. And so throughout the show, they start off with them selling him off to be a slave, and then from there he goes on a pretty intense adventure of just lots of different things. It ends up a pretty intense adventure of self-discovery and just a very, very entertaining story.
Story of the Bible pretty closely, is that correct?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
And it's also, if I'm not mistaken, is it Jacob is being played by the tremendously talented Bill Iddings, our local actor here in West Michigan.
That's correct.
Wonderful. So it's a pretty big cast, I'm guessing. 12 sons. Are you guys all cast in the production? Do we meet all of your 11 siblings?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Wonderful. And how many people are involved overall?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's see, 12, 13, I'd say probably about 20, 25 of us in total.
That's great. And does everyone come with the Manistee Civic Players? Are they all from around the Manistee area, or does it happen frequently that there are folks like you that make the drive up and kind of just stay in the area for a while in order to be involved?
No, most everybody is involved with the Manistee Civic Players who live up here. It's just kind of worked out that I was going to be able to be up here.
That's fabulous. So the show runs this weekend, but it opened last weekend. Is that right?
Correct.
And so it runs this weekend, and that is Friday through Sunday. Can you tell us a little bit about the dates and times?
That's like tonight.
Yeah.
Yep. Tonight, tomorrow, 7:30 is curtain, and then Sunday we've got a 2 o'clock matinee.
Wonderful. And of course, people are probably pretty familiar if they're musical fans with some of the music from Joseph. But as you describe it, from Elvis to ragtime, there's a little bit of everything and something for everyone.
That's right. Andrew Lloyd Webber does a great job, and I mean, he was well known for Phantom of the Opera and Jesus Christ Superstar. He's a pretty prolific writer, and just it's gorgeous, gorgeous music.
And what a perfect time of year to get out and see some live theater, and tickets are $16 to $25, depending on your seat preference. Are you familiar with the history of the Ramsdale Theater, Patrick?
A little bit, but not a whole lot. I know that James Earl Jones got a start there. John C. Reilly did some work there as well. There's been just lots and lots of different things that have gone through the Ramsdale itself.
Things historic theaters today, because of course we've got Max and Ruth Bloomquist in house, and they're playing some music from their concert upcoming tomorrow night at the historic Haumet Playhouse, which is just about 100 years young. And we're talking about the Ramsdale Theater with your production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Now that's something I meant to look up and didn't, but do you happen to know what year the Ramsdale was built?
I don't know.
No trouble.
It did just recently get a pretty awesome renovation not too long, I think it was a couple of years back, just got renovated it and looks brand new. Looks like a small Carnegie.
Wonderful. And of course, they've got a beautiful ballroom there in the charming little city of Manistee we were talking on last month's segment as well. So there's a lot to see and do both in Manistee and White Lake, and we hope that people can get the chance to come out and see you this evening, tomorrow night, or Sunday afternoon. And that is for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the Manistee Civic Players production at the Ramsdale Theater. Anything else you'd like to share with our listening audience, Patrick?
No, I think that about covers it.
Wonderful. So people can learn more at ManisteeCivicPlayers.org or jump onto Facebook and like the Ramsdale Theater as well as the historic Haumet.
Cool.
Exactly that.
Patrick Fuller, thank you very much. Thank you very much for you and sharing this information. Patrick Fuller, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. All right, 9:53 in the morning, listening to the morning show here on WGVU. That means, Cindy Beth, we have about 3 or 4 more minutes. I want to ask, before we go out with Ruth and Max, again, your arts, your Callen Arts and Yoga Company, any yoga classes throughout this month or gear it back up in the new year?
Yep, we're actually kicking off some new classes this upcoming winter, and we're always available to come into civic groups, athletic groups, after-school programs, or the school programs themselves. We love doing children's yoga, and we'll be kicking back up with our outdoor classes next summer. So as people kind of start to think about their summer and dreaming of the beaches of Pentwater, please come up and join us at the Charles Mears State Park. And until then, please feel free to learn more about my day job, the Muskegon South Pierhead Light, on Facebook or at the website muskegonlights.org. And please help us to fund our upcoming safety and accessibility railing project, for which we're trying to raise $33,000 so that we can help to improve the safety and restoration of the Muskegon South Pierhead Lighthouse.
Yeah, we have to appreciate our lighthouses in our own backyard, the history, and keep that alive. If one would like to be a guest on this particular segment, if he or she is involved with our most northern listening audience, how is that done?
Please jump onto Facebook. That's the easiest way, because of course we are a lot of us just connected through social media, and I manage 5 different pages on there, so I'm online pretty frequently. So please jump on to Muskegon South Pierhead Light, or feel free to join me at Callen Arts and Yoga.
And we'll put our pictures on the WGBU Morning Show Facebook page. All right, we will end with more music from Max and Ruth Bloomquist. Thank you all.
Just one little child, born a long time ago, in a stable both humble and warm, with an angel to sing him his first lullaby, and to guard him and keep him from harm. In that moment of joy, his mother looked down, feeling he was meant for great things. Oh, if she only knew what he would endure, it is best not to know what life brings. It's a journey that's lasted over 2,000 years. It started that first Christmas night. It's a lesson of love in a world full of fear, this season of hope and delight. Just one little star shining over the place where angels and shepherds would sing. A new light in the world to show us the way, guiding poets and paupers and kings. It's a journey that's lasted over 2,000 years, that started that first Christmas night. It's a lesson of love in a world full of fear, this season of hope and delight. Just one little child.